Part 2 of Created to Be His Helpmeet. Titus 2. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Titus 2:3-5. Over the last several years, I have asked hundreds of women, "Can you tell me the 8 things God requires of a woman, which if she does not obey, she will be guilty of blaspheming God's word?" Most women respond with a blank look, not having a clue as to the answer. God told the older women to teach only one message. It is found in Titus 2. The next section of this book covers these 8 important things. 8 Practical Game Rules. When I was a child, the word blaspheme struck terror in my heart. My parents were new Christians and did not know much about the Bible, but somewhere along the way, one of our preachers was able to stuff into my little brain the verse on blaspheming the Holy Ghost. As far as I knew, at the time, there was only one verse with the dreaded word in it, and it reads like this, "But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation." Mark 3:29. Today, now at a much riper age, the word blaspheme still causes me to shudder, as it should. To some degree, blasphemy is to put oneself above God, either by what you say or what you do. When the Pharisees heard Jesus speak, and because they wanted a reason to kill him, they accused him of blaspheming, making himself equal with God. John 5:18. This is a woman's book about wives and mothers, so you must be wondering what blasphemy has to do with the subject. A lot. As I began to write this book in earnest, my mind was constantly filled with scripture. I woke up one night with the passage of Titus 2:3-5 running through my head. As I lay in my bed, I tried to recall the list of 8 things that aged women were told to teach the younger women. It occurred to me right then that God had given me the perfect outline in those 8 simple instructions. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women, 1, to be sober, 2, to love their husbands, 3, to love their children, 4, to be discreet, 5, chaste, 6, keepers at home, 7, good, 8, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Titus 2:3-5. The word blaspheme jumped out at me, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Aged women, that's me, are commanded to teach the young women so they will not blaspheme the word of God. Are young mothers in danger of blasphemy? The passage says they are, not of blaspheming the Holy Ghost, which is the unpardonable sin, rather, of blaspheming the Word of God. Even though it is not the unpardonable sin, it sure is a scary thing for Paul to say about young wives. The word blaspheme in this passage had always seemed to be an overstatement, an emphatic exaggeration. How can a woman be causing the Word of God to be blasphemed if she is not discreet? Does a woman really cause the Word of God to be blasphemed if she doesn't obey her husband? What if he's wrong? What if she dresses a little sexy and is not as chaste as she should be? Should that be judged as blaspheming? What does it mean to be keepers at home? Why are these 8 things so critical to young wives that refusal to do them would be termed blasphemy? As I lay in my bed that night, pondering these things, I asked God to give me a glimpse of His mind and heart concerning this passage, so that I might know how to teach young women to keep His word from being blasphemed. He did, and His answer broke my heart. I could never have dreamed the sad horror that would teach me just why the word blaspheme is the right word. But first, we will examine the 8 characteristics, one by one, that God commands aged women to teach young women.